Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is part 3 of Sustainable September. I was sick last week and I'm still recovering, as you can hear. There was this flu thing, fever going around our family. So my father, my mother, myself, my brother's been trying to avoid it, but he got a mild case of it. Everyone else was a bit more harsh. So we are slowly recovering, but today is part 3, Tuesday, and on Thursday part 4 will be dropping. So that will finish off this Sustainable September month, and that is it. That will be the end. There's 2 episodes going up this week because I missed last week's one, and then we'll get back to regularly scheduled programming. So thank you for bearing with me. And we'll be on to the next one. I did post it on my social media, which has been haywire. I think I did mention that. So I will be cleaning that up and fixing it up and posting old things. But we'll get there. So yeah, that's me. On to today's episode. Today is generally titled The Bad, because that's what we'll be discussing. I'm keeping things short just because I have to do a lot this week. I am recovering. I have to record 2 in a week and edit and upload, so bit strapped for time, but we do what we need to. The thing I'm speaking about today in terms of the bad is the things we as people do that are bad for the environment and sustainability, as well as the things companies do that is bad for us, the environment, and the world in general. There are a lot of things that people do. As I mentioned in the previous episode, there are people that go to extremes. I do know there was one incident, I think it was last year or the year before, where people from PETA, as in P-E-T-A, the animal organization, ended up going to a farm that has cows and actually strapping themselves in by their necks into some of the machinery that would slaughter the cows. And these people sustained injuries because I think one of the farmers or someone actually activated the machines. No one died. No one got killed. But it was very scary. That was just one incident. There are several of these where people from various organizations actually go to extremes to try and release animals, damage buildings and property, threaten people who work at these companies. And that's not fair. These people are just trying to do their job. Yes, it's not something you agree with, but there's no reason to go to those extremes. And that actually defeats the purpose of the organization. PETA is generally an organization for helping animals and the earth. This just gives it a bad reputation. Same thing applies to people who turn peaceful protest into riots. That just gives your initiative a bad name. The same thing could be said for people who spread false information. We saw this in the time of COVID, where it was illegal to spread unverified information. And a lot of people do this without even thinking about it on a daily basis. So when it boils down to spreading proper information, it's not something people do. And the fact that people take those false facts as truth makes it worse. A lot of people follow sustainability blogs, eco-friendly initiatives, things like that. If those places that seem legitimate tell you to do something, you are going to do it. You're going to think it's right and you're going to think you're helping, but you're not. A lot of times I see people who swap a whole bunch of their things that they currently use for the quote sustainable version, and that blows my mind every time I see it. Because one of the things people do first and foremost is throw out their plastic bottle or something like that and get a reusable glass one or metal one. But they don't realize they've had a bottle that has served them perfectly for a while. And just because it's plastic doesn't mean you need to immediately throw it away. You could just keep using that same plastic bottle that you have been using and you would have been neutral, so to speak, in your use of it, because you're not buying it every single time. You aren't ruining it and buying new plastic bottles to replace that one. You are literally reusing the same thing, which is more environmentally friendly. It's things like that that actually do the world more harm than good. Because if you're going to throw away, in this example, a perfectly good bottle just to replace it with one you've bought, you've wasted your money and you could have used something you already have. Another example of this is when people throw out all their products that they're currently using and swap it for eco-friendly or sustainable versions of it. Sometimes those aren't the best options, especially when you're wasting products you spent money on, and two, when sometimes those products aren't even eco-friendly. Which brings me to my next point, greenwashing. So if you don't know what greenwashing is, it's defined as the process of conveying a false impression or providing misleading information about how a company's products are more environmentally sound. Greenwashing is considered an unsubstantiated claim to deceive customers into believing that a company's products are environmentally friendly. What this basically means is a company will tell you lies in order to make you believe they are, quote, green or environmentally friendly in order for you to think it's good for the environment to buy their product versus someone else who doesn't say they are environmentally friendly with their product. So you will believe them, buy their product, when actually it's not true at all. They can literally just make their label green and say we are green without providing any facts, figures, or stamps of approval that they are actually that way. And that blows my mind, because we live in an era where we have technology at our disposal every second of the day. Why not just Google them? That intentional pause was for you to Google them. Whatever it is, just turn the bottle around, Google the company, see if they are legitimate. A lot of places even advertise when they do it on YouTube or on TV with like a visual ad. They add like that little stamp, especially if it's places that harvest different cacao beans or coffee beans or things like that. There's literally this little green frog stamp thing that says these are environmentally sourced. They are that eager to announce that they've done a legitimate thing. They are literally willing to put that stamp on everything. And printing is expensive. It is not cheap. They could be lying, but they have the stamp to say, oh no, we are environmentally sourced. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Companies have been doing this for a long time, and especially since the world has gotten more aware of being environmentally friendly and being sustainable with your things, and the whole minimalism movement that encouraged it as well. There are so many things we don't even think about, but that is happening. A lot of times people will try to figure out what is actually going on with the product, and those are brilliant. But sometimes there are lies that are printed on products or advertised on products. And a way to look at this is to understand that 95% of products in 2010, as in 12 years ago, 95% of them were guilty of greenwashing. That is an insane amount of products, because if you think of everything you use in a day, 95% of those products lied to you, which is insane, because sometimes people will opt to buy a more expensive, quote, green product when it's not. They've been lied to. I literally just pulled up an infographic on greenwashing, and they literally have the 7 sins of greenwashing, and the highest one is no proof. There is no proof that this product or that a product is environmentally friendly, is sustainably sourced, is a better product for the environment. A few of the other sins mentioned, it's vague. You know, they just say they're a green product. They don't specify how they're green. They have hidden trade-offs in their products. So yes, part of it might be eco-friendly, or they might say it's sustainably sourced, but maybe something along that line of how they attain it is not. There are certain parts that are maybe irrelevant, that they'll be like, no, it's a green product. In the meantime, the part that makes it green is irrelevant to the entire thing. For example, they bulk purchase, so it's environmentally friendly to ship more at once, but that's not helping. A lot of companies claim that they are a greener option, meaning they are the lesser of two evils. But the minuscule difference is not even worthwhile, but they can claim that and get away with it, and people will do it. Some give outright lies on their labeling, and the biggest thing that they do is also put false labels that people worship on their products. Like I mentioned, that little frog thing, a lot of companies will put on a little stamp that says green product, eco-friendly, sustainable. Those keywords that people are always looking for. And that boggles my mind. If you are going to take anything to heart, I would say read your labels and do your research. And that is not easy. That is not fun. But a lot of times you will be able to pick it up immediately. If places are reliable, they would be able and eager to give you the facts about why they are sustainable, their process on how they are being resourceful and respectful of the environment. They are probably willing to even give you stats on their process, their development, and publicly state that they are tested by third parties that are independent on being a green product, being a green service, being eco-friendly. They should be able to back up their claims. If they don't, red flag. Be aware of it. That is my two cents. There are a lot of bad things about sustainability, especially when it comes to wastage or false sustainability, as I like to call it, where you are thinking you are being sustainable, but you aren't. My one example I like to give is reusable mugs. I did mention it earlier. I was like, oh, I want the reusable mugs in every color. And then I bought one and it was super expensive. And I'm like, why is it so expensive? And I'm like, okay, but you'll make your money back. And I'm like, no, I do not buy enough coffee from this franchise to warrant buying this expensive reusable cup. And then they come out with a new set the next year. And then you want to buy those colors. Like, it's a waste of money. Don't do it. I literally have one for Vita eCafe, one for Starbucks. That's it. My sister has a Starbucks mug. That's it. And she uses her mug even if she's traveling from our house to her apartment. We get our money's worth out of that tumbler. So it is worthwhile in that sense. I use my Starbucks cup with the reusable straw. It works wonders. I love it. I have a metal water bottle that I love to use. And making swaps where people get a use out of the item is the best thing. There's nothing worse than wasting money on things you think will be environmentally friendly, but they actually cause you to either not use it for that purpose and just go back to the bad, environmentally damaging option, or that it's actually not worth it in the end for you to buy it, like that reusable mug. So just find the options that works for you. Sustainability is a journey, not a destination. You will backslide, you will have a bit of trouble, but you'll get there in the end and you'll find what works for you. Some people need to just minimize all that they have. Other people need to swap out a lot of things until they find a system that works for them. It's your thing, it's your journey, you do you. The best way to do this is to do your research. Find good swaps for yourself, but also watch a few documentaries. There are so many available resources that I think if we have enough time to binge something on Netflix, we have enough time to watch a documentary literally about the planet we live on and what we can do to help it. That is it from me. That went off on a bit of a rant and a tangent, but I'm not apologizing for it. That is me. I will see you on Thursday for the final episode of the sustainability series. The song for this episode is We Are the World by various artists. I'm referring to the 2010 version that they did for Haiti when there was the massive earthquake that hit and everyone just came together. I love that version of the song. They did one for the 35th anniversary, I think, in 2021, if I'm not mistaken. That is just an incredible, incredible song. And especially the music video that accompanies it, it's heart-wrenching when you see what happened. So yeah, that's it from me. Keep being a better being, and I'll see you on Thursday. Love you. Bye.